was machriya that oyer larvaser means orta, it means the night. And as we saw yesterday in the Hagoyis arriving on the rift, the Emes Hazoyis refers to the Rambam also, that it has to be done between las halayla. That's why the Mishnah at the end of the day didn't say leil larvaser. It said or larvaser, because Mazunda the B'dik is supposed to be gar early at the tchilas halayla. What does it mean, tchilas halayla? Machlokes apoiskim. Some say shkia, shkia. So when are you going to have a ma'ariv? After the B'dika, an hour later. We'll plug. But it's shkia. Others say no, it's not shkia, it's tseis ha-kechavim. But chutz tseis ha-kechavim should really be right away tseis ha-kechavim. Tchilas halayla. Why? Why can't you do the B'dika 10 o'clock at night? We ended shiur with this yesterday. I want to focus and be lobbing a little bit this nakuda. Why is the B'dika dafka tchilas halayla? Again, shkia or tseis, but we're bent on it being tchilas halayla. Let's backtrack. The Gemara had asked v'nivdoik b'shis, do the bedika an hour before chatzos. As the Rosh Yosef Prima Gadol speaks out, it only takes an hour to do a bedika. I guess depends on the size of the house, but on the size of the cheder, or which cheder you learn. But what?
Location.
I can.
Patience.
Okay. Yeah. So, the Gemara do the bedikah b'shis. So the Gemara says, "Tzvi zemakdim l'mitzvah." So the Gemara says, "So do it mean safra? Do it in the morning." So the maskana was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Supposedly, two reasons. Yesterday we were madgish that each one of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok's two reasons is a reason in of itself. B'shosha b'nei adam etzuyim b'bateyim. That's when the oilam is home at the beginning of the night. And also, our aneri of the bedika, the ner, we spoke that a ner is more meir by choyshech when it's laila. This choyshech, we asked that b'chayr by shkia, it's not choyshech yet. It's not even dark, but it's certainly it's not choyshech. And then the gemara fears like the kinech. I want to discuss it also. Amar Abaye hilgach haitzor merabonam leliftach bidna dorte the place of nagi arbeisar. The mamashkele shmeitzi. You're not even allowed to learn. Have a kvias of learning. The pastus in the Rambam is mavur. You're not even allowed to learn from before shkia, from before this man. There's a shayla in the poiskim in the Magen Avraham. If you started a half hour before shkia, then it's called hiskol beheter. Or no, there's a tzad, which the rings. Even if you started before, you started 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you started in the morning, you were going straight. You have to stop the learning to do the bedik at the tchilas halayla, the kan haben shayla. Why? Why? Maybe if Islam is a patching a room, but if you're learning, so do the bedik at 10 o'clock. You have the chavrusa till 10 o'clock at p.m. You'll do the chavrusa 10 o'clock. The olim is not home, and the other mitzvahim b'mateim. They're home. The nair, it's getting darker even. More choyshech. L'choyre, as the night develops. What? Yeah, that we said yesterday. So now like this. Yesterday we spoke out of Machloikis Tzlach and Chasam Soifer. When the Gemara says, V'nei Adam Mitzuyin B'bateyim V'or HaNer Yofel Abdika, one of those reasons, the machlokes which one? One of those reasons is saying why you shouldn't do the bedikah at 10 o'clock at night. Either b'nei adam etzuyim b'bateyim means the oilam is only matzoy at the beginning of the night. Afterwards they go to sleep. So b'nei adam etzuyim b'bateyim is what's insisting to do it at the beginning of the night. Me'idach yisad as far was ner, they didn't have a lot of candles. In those days, in the beginning, there was no electricity. There's coming to the night. For a little bit, the first hour through this candle, then the candle gets finished. So ner yofei l'bedikah is only the beginning of the night. Oikach, we spoke out. And if you argue on both, and you say, no, 10 o'clock, the oilam is still around. Nair, he has plenty of neighbors. So back to the kasha, do the bedikah 10 o'clock at night. Is the emesis, we have a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi we spoke out that says, Ushmartem es hamatzes, that the bedikah is supposed to be 24 hours before, a full day before. That's a good teretz. There's another teretz, that Yerushalmi Tahara, maybe Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Interesting svara, thank you. Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs. The Gemara asked Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs, and the Gemara said, Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs doesn't push you earlier than the morning. Here's a knesh. If it's supposed to be in the day, Zrizin doesn't tell you to do it more than the morning. But after Nair, it tells you it's at night. And now you want, okay, but when? 3 in the morning? 10 o'clock at night? Or maybe the beginning of the night? Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs will tell you to do it at the beginning of the night. It's an interesting shot, but I think in Rabbeinu Dovich, Shtei Nish does it.
Rabbeinu Dovich said, Yerushalmi Svar answers everything.
Yerushalmi answers all the
shit, yeah, yeah. Safra.
Yeah, Yerushalmi answers everything, yeah. It doesn't answer your gimel and the other things, like going back earlier. Anything in the 24-hour period it answers. And you can be mafalpa on Erev Pesach, Shechal, B'Shabbos. No, that would be interesting nafkamina. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, I'll see Rishalmi, you could do the peak at 10 o'clock at night. On Thursday night, it's 36 hours before you don't have Yerushalmi. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, why can't you do the peak? We do the peak at Thursday night, why can't you do the peak at 10 o'clock at night? Like Yerushalmi, you could. Like the other reasons we're going to say now you can't. We alluded to that yesterday. Rabbeinu David says, Hilkach HaTalmud Chacham shouldn't learn. Zok Rabbeinu David, if the only reason would be is reason Makdima LeMitzvahs, you're learning Seder is more important than reason Makdima LeMitzvahs. Learn and then do the Dika afterwards. Hilkach, Vibaldit's not only else reason Makdima LeMitzvahs. It's because of Ner Yosel Abdika, it's because of Bnei Adam Metzuyim Bebatei, and we have serious reasons over here. That, says Rabbeinu David, is why don't play with this, don't potch with it. There's a problem. Even the Seder Lima shouldn't stand. What about Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos? That Thursday night chutz, then you could have a Seder Lima? Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. You could have the Seder Lima? Because the nightmare then, it's not as bad. Maybe you'll have time on Friday to do it.
Especially nowadays, you don't have candles and
cigars. And you have LED and all the different things. You said you have other factors. Okay, Ivana. Now, that I didn't say. Lamaisa, the Achroinim, they'll make a trask about it, and Azoyis, Batui Koichin, and the Rambam says the Isra Limud starts even a half hour before, because we want to really make sure you're doing it at Tchilas Halayla. And Halach, it's brought down in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, not only for learning, but also for eating and all the other things that you're not supposed to start, you shouldn't learn. You shouldn't do in order not to do the Bdika. Hashayla Halach Lamaisa, I saw Rav Zilberstein, Claire's. A bacher is in the airport. Kibbut Aveim, that's he asked his rabbi. They told him his parents are coming, they need help. Kibbut Aveim, he's waiting in the airport for the flight to come in. It's Arla Arbasar, Tchilas Halayla. He's not doing B'dikas Chametz. He's going to do it later. He already did it. He made a shliach. He's not doing B'dikas Chametz. He's waiting for the flight to land. Could he learn? Should have learned. There's a halach, you're not supposed to learn. Oh no, the halach is not relevant to him, he could learn.
Could you say so much an audience that's not so like in this situation that not first that's audience, but
again, should he learn or not? It's a
yes or no
question.
Same concept.
I'm asking a question, should he learn or not learn? Okay, so Rav Zilberstein was Masupik to say, should he learn or not? Maybe he shouldn't learn, because there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that a Sorba Merabon shouldn't learn. And he has a Tzad that even this Sorba Merabon shouldn't learn. He's in the airport waiting for Dumi Kibbut Aveim, but there's still a din that he shouldn't learn. Now, the Shaila is, the Mevogan of Rambam, the Mishabura brings this tzad that not only his chabad heter of a half hour before, 2 days in the Ramah, and then a machlekes the Mevogan of Rambam, does the tzad get to the point, even if you started learning hours before, you started learning it from the afternoon, early in the afternoon on Yud Gimel, Ben Azman, no chishbon, first day, the second day, the Ben Azman, you're learning. So you're learning, you have to stop. When should you stop? No, you should have learned in the afternoon. When should you stop learning? You should stop a half hour before. Oh no, that even if you started more than a half hour before, you have to stop when it gets to Zman. I'm still not. Meaning, there was a tzad that said, anybody started before at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could learn all the way till 10 p.m. for all I care. And I was saying, no, you have to stop. But when do you stop? Half hour before? And even if it's Zman, it's by Zman. What's the Zman? Shkia or Tzeis? And what's Tzeis? Yeah? 72 minutes, 90 minutes, you're a brisker. What's considered Tzeis for this din that you shouldn't stop learning? You have to know, it's taka crucial. This nakuda of what says is we cleared yesterday. Someone that's very makbid, he would never think about it saying Krishma before 96 minutes after Shkia. So he shouldn't start the Tika till then, and then he could learn till then. And we're not starting it yet, but in Masker Besoicher, and there's a big sugya coming up, I want to at least clear the Shaila, if the Masker is a Rabbeinu Tamnik, someone that holds that this man is only 72 or 90, and he's renting it out to someone, and he gives him the key 42 minutes after Shkia. The masker says, yeah, I gave you the key way before this man. It was only 42 minutes after Shkia. Only 56 minutes after Shkia. And the Seicher says, no, I got them. You're already Mechoyed. Which dayan do you go to be Mechoyed the Shaila, to Chosha Mishpah Shaila? Now, the Magen Avraham, though, shtels, and this is an akuda for the sugya. What's the pshat that even if you start a gar beheter, that you still shouldn't, what's it called? Hara, even for Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, you're not supposed to eat and do different Suda and different things before Kriya Shema, but if you started the Hetha, you can do them. Why is B'dikas Chometz more than Kriya Shema even? So first, the Magen Avraham brings a Bach, because B'dikas Chometz is once a year. You know, give it its respect. It's once a year, cut your Seder Liman for that. Correct the Magen Avraham. It's not true by Lulav, does it in? Lulav is once a year. And still, we say, if you started the Hetha, we allow it. So then he says, maybe we're dealing with D'Oraisa D'Chometz. But we're not dealing with the Arayis of the Chachamim, because you did Bittul, and we're dealing with the Rabbanim and the Gedim. So why can't you learn? If you started learning from 2 o'clock, why can't you continue learning? So the Chak Yaakov says an interesting shot, and the Grosso brings it. A few Knechis. First of all, they say because of the Raidit. I don't know what the Knechis is, but there's a Bezunder Adin that the Bedik is supposed to be Tchilas HaLayla. See, something that's supposed to be the whole night, so we want you to not patch it up, so you should, even if you're learning, eating, whatever, before stop, but for here, not. But over here, we really want to make sure that you should do it B'tchilas HaLayla. And then the Chak Yaakov says another cheshbon. If you're going to learn, it's going to be a sugya be'iyun. You're going to go. It's worse than eating. How long is the sugya going to schlep? But for learning, you can't start learning before because the sugya, you might be misamik. You might not end up doing it at 10 o'clock. And then he brings one more svar to the Chak Yaakov. He says, I don't count. The other kids are saying, pain is mine. I don't understand. It says, V'kisa bayan v'alayla. Orlar ba'osaroso. How long does the B'dika take? We trust the Rosh Yosef? An hour. So it's now shkia. From now until alois, you're going to be doing B'dika for 1 hour. And what are you going to do the rest of the time? You're going to learn. So the question is, are you going to learn until 3 a.m. and do the B'dika then? Or you should do the B'dika now and learn? What was it? Either way, you have to do both. The question is, which one you want to be more tired for? You end up doing both. You're for sure doing both. And you're doing it the whole night. You know, it says, there's a Gemara on Shabbos, Haragil B'ner, remember what you said, Haragil B'ner, Havelay Ben Talmud Chacham. So I heard over a pshat. Could be heard from Chaim Kanievsky, I'm not sure, but the idea is an interesting idea. Haragil B'ner, Havelay Bonam Talmud Chacham. In those days, they didn't have electricity yet. So how did the guy learn at night? He had an air. So if someone is not Ragil B'ner, so what is he doing at night? He's sleeping. And that's what his son will do as well. But if he's Ragil B'ner, not just an air at the beginning of the night, he's Ragil B'ner, so he's going to learn the whole night. So then, have a lebar, come the chachamim. That's the musik. The ma'isa shahaya, advarim yiduim batikim, that Murray b'chamim. I swear it's a rabbi yath, and he learned his entire life all night. All night. He slept a little bit during the day, paid a star, mom, I'm sure the guy, but he learned all night, his whole life. So the story goes that my brother in law, he was a young kid, he was in second grade, he went to his friend's house to stay overnight. It was the first time you go to your friend's house to stay overnight. And the father of the friend went to sleep. And he was like, Tati's go to sleep. He was shocked. He didn't know that Tati's don't go to sleep. He was a little, he got over it. But you have to know, this is Amosik. Now, we're not demanding that of the Oyelam. It's not for us. We're not holding it. But when we're talking about Ershta Seder, the Tzveita Seder, the Night Seder, the basics, you know, it's not a concern to only learn at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's for me. I'll be Mavar. Chila Salai.
Rabbi said yesterday that they only
get
candles up until...
No, so, for Haragil B'ner, Haragil B'ner is the guy has from the Tzlach, good kasha. Haragil B'ner means that a person that makes sure that he has candles the whole time. Zokti Gemara Vayter. Bo aminei merav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Hamaske ba'is l'chavei roi ba'ar ba'asar. Al mi livdoik. Al hamaske livdoik. D'chamira didehu. Oidilma al asoicha livdoik. D'yisurei birshusei koi. We're talking about a house rental. There's the maskir. Landlord, if I'll say it in English, he's the renter, but that's no good because the seicher is also the renter. A few people had a problem with this. The masker they called the renter and the seicher was the renter, so let's not do that. We can call him masker and seicher, that should work. But the masker is the landlord, the owner of the house. For the record, he is the owner of the house. With all the lumbus that schiris is koina, it's important for the sugya, he's still the owner of the house. We're not talking that he sold the house. We will talk tomorrow about what then when you sell a house on your dalit. There might be significant differences, like Abi the Gedarim of Bedika and whatnot. Don't bring it up yet. But we have a mas here. We'll call him Ruvain. He's the landlord. The house was his. And we're referring to the chametz that belongs to Ruvain still, to the mas here. We're not discussing that the seicher is bringing his chametz in. He's not. He's entering Erev Pesach. He's either renting it, by the way, just for Pesach, or maybe for the next full year. But the rental is starting here in Erev Pesach. We're not talking about the seicher's chametz. He ain't bringing any chametz in there. But there's still chametz of the mas here that's in the house. And the clear is, who has to do the bedi? It was a makom shemachnisim bechametz al hanechfen agatziyar until now. So the Gemara's clear is, does the master do the bidika because chamira the day? Or does the soicha do the bidika because isura b'shusei koi? So just a cute day, a kahara, a mshat. Why is the Gemara not consistent? The Judah said, ala master lived like the chamira the day? Or you do ala soicha lived like the chamira b'shusei koi? Stick to the same word, chamira. What are you throwing me confusion at? Chamira is Aramaic for chametz, yeah? So is it the master because the chametz is his? Or the soicha because the chametz and his b'shus? Because if he's renting it, the advice is it's called, it's his b'shus. He's considered the owner of the house. So use the word chamira twice. Is it the maskir is chamira or the chamira is in the seicher's house? Well, say yisra both times. Do you say isura didei or isura b'shusei? Hello, that's what you're telling me. Why did we switch from chamira to isura? A dich kal, but I want to bring out a point. The Rishas, the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Chanan, and Meniach, Sfasemis, Meniach writing, open up with a shayla. We know from Daf Beis that Bedikas Chometz is a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Simply said, like Rashi, the Bedika is, Bedika will be here, so you shouldn't be over Bal Yerah. So you shouldn't be over Bal Yerah, you did Bittel anyways, and you have to do Bittel, Habar Yisar, Shiavatel. So we said, there's a flaw, a Chesaron, various Sibois, why Bittel itself is not good. So since Bittel is no good, and there's a chesaron in the Bittel, so therefore, the Bedika is for Bal Yerah. Le'uma said, Tosfos argued, and he said, no, the Bittel is legit, and don't tell me like Bittel B'Lev Shalom, it's Dvarim Shebelev, Rabbi Kvegi says. He did a good Bittel, so it's Bittel, it's Ois Chametz, it's Hef, whatever the Bittel is. What's the Indian of Bedika beer? Shalom Yavad Achlai. So Lema Karan HaShayla, all that part of it, they all say the same thing. Kulam Nisnabu B'Dover Echad. To be honest, if Bedika is for Bal Yerah, who's going to be having the Bal Yerah? L'chayra the Maskir. L'chayra, I'm going to be careful. L'chayra the Maskir. He's the owner of the Chametz. And if Bedikas Hashem Yavul Achlai, who's going to be having the Shem? Who's going to be living there? Who's going to be having the Nesayim, the Inyan of Shem Yavul Achlai? The Seichem. So L'chayra, the MS, the Gemara could have declared, does the Maskir do the Bedika really? And Pneishul brings it out that fuck up Shana the Gemara. Is the Bedika because of Bal Yerah, in which case the Maskir does it? Or is it because of Shem Yavul Achlai? And then the Seichem is going to have it. If that's true, Ulai, it's Miyoshev the Diyuk that we mentioned. Chamira Didei, Chamira is the Hadgosha for Bal Yerah. This Chamira. Isur is Isur Achila. We can kvetch in the Sois if you're not happy with it, but Akoponim, but the Amodas Advarim at Tchilas Advarim. That's really the Gemara's clear. Now, Avada, that's not enough for the Sugya. Rashi, who learns Bal Yerah, better come up with a pshat. Why does it say that the Seicher should do a Bedika? And Tosfos, who learns that it's Hashem Yavi Lachlai, which we said, L'chayra should have, that the Seicher should be doing the Bedika, better come up with a pshat for the Maskir. You can't be yeshivish that a chakira of a gemara is a machlekes Rashi Tosfos. It's not a plan.
Could they each argue that this is the makor?
They could, but it could be to the starting point, but only halfway. You have to still say, L'mashal, I'll give you an example. I don't want to, there's a few ways to go over here. Tosfos is deeper, I'm not doing Tosfos yet, but I wanted to bring out a point. Tosfos is deeper amaschal, the first Tosfos in the Sugya is al hamaschal livdok. Murder the katia, keep you medayak deeper amaschal. Tosfos is deeper amaschal al hamaschal livdok, and he actually attempts a first shot which you have slugs and then a final maskanav shot to explain why the masker has to do the bedika. So Mary, once you have this, it's push shot, but it's an einfalt to realize that. There's a missing line in Tosfos. There's a missing line in Tosfos. Tosfos really is really shot. There's a missing line in Tosfos. Tosfos is really asking, Tema, kivon shele'el b'daf beis pirashti, that the bedika is Hashem yavi lo'achloi, and avada Hashem yavi lo'achloi brings out that who should be doing the bedika? The Seicher, he's the one that's going to be living there. And if so, Avada the Seicher should be doing the Bedika. So Zotois is therefore, I don't have a deeper Amaskal on Seicher. I don't have to give any coverage on Seicher. I don't have to be Masbir the Tzad that the Seicher is doing it. That I already explained on the base. What's Tzad and Maskir? Yeah, so that's why there's a Tois about it. We're not starting yet the Tois. But that's why there's a Tois on it. He gives various attempts to say why the Maskir should be doing the Bedika. Mu'umma saying Rashi. Ma'uma saying Rashi, since like Rashi the Bedika is because of Bal Yerah, because even though you did Bittel, but there's a flaw in the Bittel, so you have to deal with the Bal Yerah. Seemingly the Masker should do it. What's the tzad that the Seicher should do the Bedika? Says the Gemara. Well, let's read the Gemara through once and then we're going to restart. Toshma. Hamaske b'ayis l'chaveri ala Seicher l'asa shalei mezuzah. The Gemara brings a brisa that when you have a chiyuv of mezuzah, you know, you can clear, does the Masker do the mezuzah or does the Seicher do the mezuzah? And that's a raya to what? What does the Gemara want to say it's a raya to? Toshma. In all honesty, what does the Gemara bring a raya from a Zuzah? To which tzad? That's a Seicher. So let me get it. So I'm going to try to part. So mezuzah has it in a Bal Yerah. Is it Bal Yerah by mezuzah? No. Supposed to. Shem Yavalacha by mezuzah? The study hashayil of the Gemara. I'm being very serious. The study hashayil of the Gemara has no shaykhs to mezuzah. In parentheses, I'm... Very serious announcement. We're not up to Tosfos yet. But according to Tosfos, we're going to understand, and Tosfos says a shtickle Torah, how mezuzah connects to the shaila of Bedikas Chametz. But I'm not up to Tosfos yet. But in like push-up shot, and a few people came over about this, what does mezuzah have to tell me about the study of shaila? Do I say that the Bedikas al Bal Yerah, and that it's the Maskir, or do I say that the Bedikas al Shem Yavul Achlai, and that it's the Seicher, and if you want, if you're not finished with that, throw me other Masechta Pesachim Chametz Dika Inyanim to explain why the Tzadei Hashayla would be the Sefer of the Maskir. Hilchas Mezuzah. What is Hilchas Mezuzah telling you? So, I remember the first few times I learned this Gemara, I learned it with Rav Asher Kadar Chavrusa, the Yemei Hadin Schus, also this Sugis. It's a Meir Dika Nekuda. And other Rachmanim go this way also. The Hachra of Mezuzah was Hachra Min Hatzad. The Hainu. I would even say, you know, the Shail of Seicher and Masker by Chometz was L'chayra or R'chaim Shail, Hilchas Pesach. Find me something from Hilchas Pesach. Mezuzah is in Yeridei. The Gemara Zachra is Yeridei, but the Gemara is saying to Yisoid, you should know that in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Seicher picks up the Mezuzah. You know why? You know why? Because in a bias, and B'dikas Chometz is a din in a bias, all in Yonim of a bias is the Seicher's Inyan. There's a whole shayla where you're Seicher and a Masker, who's going to be in charge of which different things in the house. The halacha stuff, the Yerideya, the Yiddishkeit of a bias is the one that's actually living there. And says the Gemara, hands down, that's Machriya. Vibalt by Mezuzah. We see that the Seicher does it, and that shows you this Yisoid and a bias that the Seicher does it. That, irrelevant of you're going to start telling me, this, I have something above beyond that. The Seicher is in charge of the Inyani HaBayis. So in Lundis, if you really were looking for that, we're not being Machriya, it's Tzadei HaShayla, but Min HaTzad was saying it's irrelevant to Shayla, because hands down, a Seicher does things of the house of Ruchnius.
Why not go further and say that Tzadei HaShayla is Inyani Spheris?
That's the Marash. Excellent. Is this a Semach like that? Oh, I'm going to talk about it. The Gemara's kind of back is Hasam ha'amarat mishrashi mezuzah chayvus hadorhi hachamai. The Gemara's answer back is no, you were wrong. This that by mezuzah specifically the Seicher does it, it's not because there's a major big Yesoid umbrella topic that any inyanim of bias goes on the Seicher. No such thing. Who does all inyanim bias go to? I don't know. It's not a topic. By mezuzah specifically, it's because Chayvus Hador. And now that you establish that, because he's the one that's living there. Hachamai, back to the original Shaila. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says like this. Chamira didei, ha-chometz she-babayis shaloyu. The chometz is his. Because as we explained, this rental, it's the chometz, it's not, the Seicher who's moving in on Erev Pesach is not bringing in chometz. The chometz that we're going to be dealing with is the chometz that was there from before. Bershusei koi, because ato, now the bayis is shaloy. Last is mezuzah. Alma midi the mitzvah alei ramya. Rashi says, any mitzvah things about a house in general is on the Seicher. So it's Achram and Atzad. Enter the Gemara, and here's a big Rashi. I want to look up. In my Rashi, there's a line over here. Chaymas Hador, meaning Mezuzah is not a general topic. It's a special Svara for Mezuzah. Why Taka? Lefi Shehim Hisham Rossi, the purpose of the Mezuzah is for Shemira. And he's the one living there. Stop. End of Rashi. Avol Hocha. Rashi continues. B'dikas chametz the rabbanon, and a few people came over. They said, "Oh, so Rashi is saying mezuzah is the derisa, and b'dikas chametz is the rabbanon." That's not the point. There was an attempt to learn out from mezuzah because there was a yisoid and yoredei all over bechalal and ganz yiddishkeit that bottom in yoni bias ruchnius of bias is sucker, and we applauded. We said, "No, it's not mezuzah." And then we finished with the attempt of mezuzah. Avol hocha, Rashi now is going and re-establishing what the original shaila was, nothing to do with mezuzah. There's a diak nifla. Why did Rashi wait till now to say this next three lines that he's saying? Why didn't Rashi give it as a hakdama to the sugya in the beginning? It's an excellent kasha. I hope maybe tomorrow to say something on it. But for now, we're going to assume that the hemshach of Rashi is like there's a cut. Rashi says, okay, mezuzah is not a tzushtel. Now let's talk business. So let's talk it to business. Look, Rashi. Rashi says, I want to give you hakdama to the sugya. This Rashi could have been at the beginning of the sugya in my books for now. Aval hacham bedikas chametz derabbanon. Rashi introduces the concept of bittul, and he really elaborates on it. He says, together of bittul, it's important to know this Rashi from when I'm going to come back to the sugya of bittul. He says, it's in hesach hadas. You may see daiti mineh. You masach hadas from it. You're making it into dirt. Rashi brings in this nusach, which is not from the din of the Gemara. I think it's nusach from the Goyim as well. This whole sprach called chamir d'ispen. But we say it, and then Rashi continues. So the din of bedikas is at the rabbanon because the rishis already did bittul. The hashto ki hai gavno when there was already bittul done mi boyle toyer zel mi mutul. Now we want an hour ready to start the sugya. I want to read till the end, although we're going to do it tomorrow. What's taka the hachra? Amal Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tanina. It's very simple. Hamaska ba'is lechaveri yemef shaloi masalim efteiches chala basal hamaska livdaki mishem masalim efteiches chala basal vaseichel livdaki. It depends exactly at the tchilas man bedika shki etzeis. We'll get involved in that. If the keys, meaning the access, the kinyan, we'll discuss that tomorrow. Then if the soicher is already in, so then he has to do the bedika. But if the soicher first comes in afterwards, then we say, oh, the maska is still chayiv from before. Now we're going to get started. And those that came over from the Marma Kaimas, I want to explain something. Rashi establishes that the sugya is talking about that bittul was done. And now that bittul was done, so we're not b'chlal dealing with a deraisa, we're dealing with a derabbanon. For the derabbanon, we want to know who has to do the derabbanon. And what's happening, Shaila, back to what we handled in the beginning. He said, Asta Bali Roh, Asta Chim Shavi Avalachloi, an attempt to bring in mezuzah from left field and upslug, and now we're back to start. I want to humor me. On the side that bittul wasn't done. On the side that bittul wasn't done. Oh, first of all, a technical shaila. Rashi says bittul was done. Who did the bittul? Who did the bittul? Rashi says bittul was done. Who did the bittul?
It has to be
the mask.
The owner, yeah.
The mask, okay, I hear. One second.
The otherwise,
I got it, one second.
The legend about bittul is all that I
have. Yes. Who did the bittul? Machloikis. Some say the masker does the bittul. The Mogen Avram, who was in the Marmakaimis, brings it sad that the soicher could do the bittul. How could the soicher do the bittul? It's not his chametz. Big tumul. Maybe it's because the masker made him a shliach. When did he make him a shliach? There's an assumption that that's what he wants him to do. Maybe it's because the masker was even makna the soicher the chametz. That's what he wants him to do. Not so geschmack. The Gemara says, chamira didei. You gotta be careful. Chamir didei means it's the masker's coming. But for the record, it's actually a machlokes who's gonna be doing the bittul. Is the masker gonna be doing the bittul or the soicher gonna be doing the bittul? But I wanna talk about even a more preliminary topic, which is a negay for our sugya, and a negay for the entire sugya some sachem we're gonna be doing now. Let me introduce him. The masker's name is Reuven. The masker's name is Reuven. He's the owner of this house. He owned it for the past 40 years. He's the owner of the chametz. He rented it out to Shimon. Shimon is now a renter, a soicher. He owns the house, rental, and the chametz is not his. And I want to know, Rashi says we're talking that bittul was already done by either the maskir or maybe the soicher. I want to know if bittul wasn't done. Bittul wasn't done. Who is Oiver Baal Yirah? I'm not talking about our sugya, I'm talking in general, setting things up. Who is Oiver Baal Yirah in such a situation? And if you don't mind, pardon me, let me even talk about a more preliminary thing. Reuven has chametz, and he puts his chametz in Shimon's house. Echtig is Shimon's house. Someone that, yeah. Chametz of Reuven in Shimon's house. That's really what the situation is over here. It's very similar. Reuven rented out the house to Shimon. The chametz is still Reuven's. Reuven rented it to Shimon. Who is Oiver Baal Yirah in chametz she'ein ha'yivotol, chametz that belongs to Reuven, and it's in Shimon's house? Who is Oiver Baal Yirah? You saw the Maran of Kaimus.
Shimon has to know. Shimon has to know.
I don't know if he has to know.
The guy that's not there.
If he doesn't know, then he's an oinus. If he doesn't know, then he's an oinus. Or a shaykh.
Is it better that he's not going to see it? The guy not
it doesn't make a difference if you see it. Because if Reuven has chametz in his house and he puts it in a black bag that's not see through, he's not Oiver Baal Yirah? Is yes or no? Yes. So then it's not about seeing, okay? Because the other way is a new plan. You don't need to do Mechir's chametz. Just put it in the black bag. It's not. So again. Is a suma chayiv in Baal Yirah? I don't want to talk about those kind of questions now. The assumption is if Reuven has chametz in Reuven's house, Reuven's over Baal Yirah. Yeah, Adam's coming with chas there. If Reuven has chametz in Reuven's house, Reuven's over Baal Yirah. I want to know what's the din when Reuven has chametz in Shimon's house. It's a four-way machlokes, and this is important yedius we have to know. It takes a long time. Again, I'm structuring this even mamish preliminary without schiras, without asking a soicher. Reuven's chametz in Shimon's house. It's come out the same thing here when Reuven is renting out his house to Shimon, and Reuven's chametz is still now Shimon's house. Shimon's the house they rented. The emes is that there are four shittas, and I want to explain all four. Rabbeinu David says, no one is over Baal Yirah. No one is over Baal Yirah. Zelafi Sheini Shaloi, Zelafi Sheini Rashusi. I want to explain. He says, Reuven is not over, because if chametz is not in your house, you're not over. There is such a shita like that. I mean, I just said it, Rabbeinu David. But the emes is this sheet is mind-boggling. There's a rishayim later on about it. There's a rush and a goyim, and we're going to talk about it more when the sugi develops. Why don't we do beer chametz? Just take the chametz out of your house. Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. Let Reuven put his chametz into Shimon's house. Let Shimon put his chametz into Reuven's house. And if it's a lot of bottles of Blue Label and you don't want to do that, let Reuven be makin his house to Shimon and Shimon be makin his house to Reuven instead of doing mechivas chametz to Goy. And then each one, no one has value of. Because if it's true that Reuven's chametz in Shimon's house, no one is over. Quote, Rabbeinu David, Zelefi she'eni shaloi, Zelefi she'eni b'shusai. Good to go. I brought a day, Zacharin and Tzei, that both are over value of. Well, we can start discussing the sheet of the Torah Chaim holds both the right of Bal Yirah, but the emphasis to do justice to the sheet that holds the both the right of Bal Yirah, let's first discuss why, if at all, it's possible that just Reuven or just Shimon could be over. That has to be understood first. What's the tzad that Reuven is over Bal Yirah? Because Bal Yirah has nothing to do with the chametz is in Yerushas, as long as it's yours. Shaloi is the only factor. And that's why you can't just throw chametz out of your house. And of course, in our face now, what's the tzad that Shimon is over Bal Yirah? What's the tzad that Shimon is over Bal Yirah? Again, I'm talking about in a case when Reuven has chametz in Shimon's house and in a rental, or even not by a rental, when Reuven has chametz in Shimon's house, we have no one's over Bal Yirah, both are over Bal Yirah, Reuven slash the maskir is over Bal Yirah, the soicher, Shimon, is over Bal Yirah. What's the tzad that Shimon's over Bal Yirah? So, by a schirus, there's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, because the assumption is when he rented it out, he probably was marketing the chametz also. And it's true. We even mentioned the Magen Avraham says you could do bittel. You could do bittel. But that's about the only true by a rental. That's why I want to talk about my more preliminary case. If Reuven has chametz in Shimon's house, the Magen Avraham is not going to say Shimon's over.
Same with mafkir, not matnin. The Magen Avraham says he was hefkira.
And then he's kind of with chatzer, and there's a Makor Chayim about it. Sifkot and Gimel, that he ends up being Zoicha in it later on when he finds it. But I want to talk even a more preliminary thing. Literally, Shimon has chametz of Reuven in his house. There's a big Yisoid, and the Mara Mokim for this Yisoid is, yeah, that you're over Bal Yirah. Shimon is over Bal Yirah. It's not his chametz. There's a Gra in Bir HaGra, which was in the Mara Mokimus. The source for this din is not only a Gra, it's also a Tzlach. The night of Yehuda is the Tzlach in Pesachim Daf Chav Tes, and many other Achrayim as the Sukkos will develop. I want to talk about the Gra, and you know what? Even more basics. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, it was in the Maamar Kaimis. The first halach in Shulchan Aruch, you know, I'm talking about things. A Yisrael, his name is Shimon for our purposes. Shehoye B'yodei Chemtzi Shol Yisrael, he has in his possession, in his house, in his hand, in his house. Chametz of a Yisrael Acher, his name is Reuven. Bipikadim. Okay, bipikadim. Keep it until the fifth hour. Vimloi babaylov. Imloi machroi. Chayev levaroi. Shimon's better destroy it. Bismani suroi. Afilo meini chayev achriyusi. This is not because you took achrayis. If Shimon has Reuven's chametz in his house, he better get rid of it. Any, you have any other solution for Shimon, what he could do? Oh, 1 second. There's a halacha that if Shimon has Reuven's chametz in his house, and he waits till the fifth hour, he better get rid of it. Could he sell it? I don't think he could sell it. It's not his. Could he do bittel? Could he do bittel? No. Why not? Because not his. But he has to destroy it. Why does he have to destroy it? The halacha shel Shulchan Aruch. Why am I quoting a gra? It's a Beis Yosef. It's a mechaber. Again, I want to enjoy this. If a Shimon has Reuven's chametz in his house, and it comes the fifth hour, serious business, he wasn't the kavod chayis, he better get rid of it. Why? It does, no?
Because therefore it should be able to be better.
Oh, because Reuven is Miyayish, so then you should... Yeah. Interesting shot.
How do you sell that?
So it says, but that's only the fifth hour. Now it's the fifth hour, you didn't sell. The Bach and the Magen Avraham say the reason why Reuven's supposed to get rid of this chametz is because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelizeh. And Shimon is tried as supposed to help that Reuven shouldn't be over an Avera. It's to help him not be over an Avera. That's how the Bach and the Magen Avraham learn Pshat in this halacha. Comes the Bir Hagra on that halacha, and he says a mind-boggling thing. He says, Bal Yirah is even on chametz that's not yours. The loike Bach of Magen Avraham is the last words he says there. When it says, Shel Choy Atoroyeh, Avalataroya shall acherim, Rashi says, shall nochri. Goyish shechametz. Yiddish shechametz is Bal Yirah. If you have Yiddish shechametz in your house, you're over Bal Yirah. If you have Yiddish chametz, you're over Bal Yira. That's the Shita of the Gra, of the Tzlach. And according to them, we have a new light in our sugya. Let's get started now. Reuven rented his house to Shimon. Shimon has the chametz now. And I want to discuss who's over Bal Yira. Before we're going to discuss who's going to do the Bedika, if Bittel was already done and we're dealing with it, there are Bonon, the Gemara declares who does the Bedika. And there's an attempt to bring a riot from Mezuzah and it's up slug. But on the Daraisa level, who's over Bal Yira? Quadruple four-way machloikis. Reuven the Maskir, who says that? Any Rishon who holds that you're over Bal Yira, even if it's not on your Rishus. Rabbeinu David, no one. Zelafi Shein in the Shaloi, Zelafi Shein in Rishusa. Taras Chayim, both. And then I put on the Bar Mekayimus, the Soicher Zoiver, but I wrote Gro and Magen Avram. No, it looks nice. Gro and Magen Avram, it's a totally different world. The Magen Avram is in a case by Schirus, because there's an Umdana that he was mocking it there. The Gro is saying much more than that. You're over on any Yiddish Chametz, you have to destroy Yiddish Chametz that's in your possession. It's only Shalchoya at the Roya, Aval at the Roya, Shalachayim, Shalnoch. Now we're going to start the study. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Hamas the Bais the Chaveri Bar Basar. I'm not lived like. I'm a master lived like the Chamir Nideu. I don't know the Seich lived like the Sirup Shusei Koy. Let me go back to the Rashi again. There's an attempt to Mezuzah and Abshlag, and then the Arichus of Rashi about Mezuzah. It's not about Mezuzah. Mezuzah was like a side point and put on the side, and now Rashi's putting up front center the sugya. Abul Hachal. Again, I want to read the Rashi. Bedikas Chametz because I need help now to read the Rashi. Abul Hachal Bedikas Chametz not upon him. The Imishum Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. What are you talking about? Harmon the Kamon the Sagal the Bittul Alma. And here we're dealing with a Durabbanan. What does Rashi mean? Because if there wouldn't have been Bittel, who would be having the Bal Yira? Rashi. I know I threw a lot of names at you, but what does Rashi mean? It's a machleis, Pshan and Rashi. The Marshal, Afanar here, says Rashi means if there wouldn't be Bittel, the Masker would be like a Bal Yira. Why? Well, what?
Because it's his
Chametz. You're over on Bal Yira even if the Chametz is not in your house?
Sounds like
so the Marshal says something different. He says the Masker is over because the Chametz is his and the house is also his because he's doch the landlord. Pum faker b'duyin the Marshal, if with Chametz is mamish out of your house, you're not over. Over here, that's because it's a rental. That's what the Marshal says. Lu'uma se, the Magen Avraham reads into the Rashi, pum faker. He says if there would be a Doraisa, there would be Bittel. The Soicher would be doing the Bittel. Why? The Magen Avraham doesn't know like the Gro, but he says no. The assumption is the Masker is Makna the Chametz to the Soicher, and that's why he's going to do it. We're going to come back to this, but I want to theorize now. Zok Rashi, we're talking about that the Bittel was already done, so we're dealing with a Drabana. And now, it's the grand finale here, but it's a big job. What is the Drabana, Charlie? Back to the beginning, back to basics. Who do you think should be doing the Drabana and the Kibbutika? Well, if it's al Bal Yira, go shmir out who has the Bal Yira. If it's al Shemi Yavil Achle L'chara, hands down, who should be doing the Bedika? The Soicher. And now we get to the Tosis. Tosis has a hidden question. The deeper Amaskel of Tosis is al Amaskel lived like. Fret Tosis, and I added it into the Tosis. Teima Gedoyla, Hare Kvar Pirashti Le'el Bedaf Beis, Sha'achrei Bittul, Nishar Rak, doesn't say it, okay. Nishar Rak Shemi Yavil Achloi. V'pshita Shehachshash Shal Shemi Yavil Achloi Einoi Ela Alha Soicher. And the Taisus to Terutzen. The Ein Lefarish and the Yesh Lefarish. The Ein Lefarish is Zog Taisus Ein Lefarish Atam. Kiven the Shaloi Hu V'ena Dem Yochel Levat El Ela Hu Chayiv Livdoi Merit the Kipshat. I'm going to try to set it up. Zog Taisus Merit the Kipshat. You know, Bedik and Bittel is a package called Avoy Gitzorov Shivatel and Avada. Who would be doing Bittel on this Chometz, if at all? Taisus assumes. The Master is up twice a big chiddush. Bedik and Bittel go as a package. Bedik and Bittel go as a package to such an extent, bang him in the wall. It goes as a package. I don't care if you have all the hezbeir that the Soicher should be doing the Bedikah here because he's the one that's going to be coming to eat it. I don't care. You are right that the Bedikah is because Shemi Avilachlai. You are right that for all intents and purposes, therefore, the Soicher should be doing the Bedikah. I don't care because there's a more fundamental, basic rule. The Baitel and the Mevatel goes together. And who, if at all, will be doing Bittel here? The Maskir. And therefore, that's why the Maskir does the Bedikah. That's the Pshat in Maskir. Avada, the Oydilma, the Soicher, because he has the Shemi Avilachli. That's what Chutz the Tzad of Maskir is. Again, but Tosfos doesn't like the Pshat, so get ready. Ein Lefarish, Hatam, because Kiva the Shaloyu, the Chametz obviously is his. The Ein Adam Yachal Avatel Elohu, no one else could be Mavatel except for him. And therefore, he has to do the Bedikah. So, and that overrides, in spite of the fact that the Shach, I'm at denial, that the Shemi Avilachli is on the Soicher. Doch, the Maskir does it for him. So Tosfos, beautiful pshat, wrong. The imkain, amay nokat maskla chaver biyadala afilu biyud gimel yischayv amaskim haytamal. The Gemara signed the beginning of the sugya, and certainly tomorrow when we get to the maskana says it's only if you rented it on yadala. But if you rented it on yud gimel, or a month before, I don't care when, before, then avad we say that the soich is already chayv. Why? But if there's this yisoid that boydig and bittul goes together, hence if the maskla should always do it. So Tosfos, right? Take two. We'll try a new pshat. Lakach mafarshri. The chamira didehu v'chalal of bedikah sha'achas koydim she'skira. Taisa says the Gemara is good for clearing that maybe the masker should be chayav dak on yedalid, because even though the shemi yabila achla was belonging to the seicher, but since the masker already at tchilas leil bedikah was still there, the chiyav remains on him. And then beautiful dafka only specifically according to Taisa, the tzushal to mezuzah now has a new light. Umaisi raya mi mezuzah, not a zaitik thing of oh mezuzah shows me in the halamina that all in yoni bias belongs to a seicher. No, umaisi raya mi mezuzah. A guy had a house. He was the owner. He had a chiyuv mezuzah. He rents it out to someone else. The new renter has to do the mezuzah. Why? The masker was already chayiv. Obviously, we say that the chiyuv remains. So the Gemara says, no. It's not a good ride. Listen, a new knech. V'dochi, the mezuzah chayiv esadaru. Homu pshat, kloimar. Afilu loy haya maskiru haya yochol ipotem mi mezuzah. Shaloy haya dorah mishtamash babayis. Ava gabi chometz, ilo yaskal achay yistav lidak. Toys says, American Kiddush. A guy could leave his house and be homeless or move somewhere else. And then I have chiyuv mezuzah. So don't get hung up. Oh, if the soicher takes over, why does the soicher chayiv? I was already chayiv. It's not mukhl chayiv was chayiv. I could have walked out. Could walk out on the whole chiyuv. But by chometz it's nishtazay. Walking out and being in denial, closing your eyes, not going to help. Could put in a black bag, it's not going to help. So it, by chometz, maybe it still remains shulei paka. And that's the Gemara's cler. And that's going to be the Gemara's attempt to be machri. So what we set up for today was we talked about the chlal in the Gedarim of Bal Yirah on a Dairaisa level. Who should be over on Chametz of Reuben in Shimon's house, with a rental or even not by a rental? Because Avada Shimon has to get rid of Chametz of Reuben. That's halacha. But who's over Bal Yirah? Either Reuben Masker or Shimon Seicher or both or neither. All four of these sheikhs have to say to be run through again and again and again. Having said that, we said by now, so that Bittul was done by the correct person. Pashtas the Masker, the Mogen Avram has a Pshat the Seicher. Having said that, we're now talking about the Derabban of the Gedina B'dika. Claire's the Gemara, and that's what we're still holding Mamish in the front center of the Sugya. Who should be doing the Derabban of the B'dika? Potentially, it should be Tali and the Machloikis Rashi, Toysis of the Beis. And that's why we're going to work on this tomorrow. Loi Rashi, it's Be'etzem as Bal Yirah, and the Pashtas is the Maskir. We need to still work on the nuances. Why there was a Tzad the Seicher should do it. Loi Toysis, it really is the Seicher. We need to, because of Shem Yavil Achli, is on him, and why it applies to the Maskir. The maskan is going to be, and that's tomorrow, besides setting up still the tchilas asugya, but the ikur front is going to be on the hemshich, that the Gemara says it depends, everything depends at zman habadika, shki etzeish, we'll discuss that tomorrow also. At that crucial moment, if the soicher already got the key, he's chayiv. If the soicher didn't get the key yet, the masker remains being chayiv.
It seems like a lingering question. So we can cycle a situation where somebody's Bal Yirah is at stake, but he doesn't have the kayak to
Yes. I have cases. Kiva Lava Christ. There are many examples, but the class,